It's no secret that Maricopa County has one of the worst air pollution problems in the country, but the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality reports air quality was much improved last year, thanks in large part to the weather. No major monsoon dust storms were reported last summer, and rain kept our air cleaner in the winter and spring months. Joining us now is Matt Pace, a meteorologist who monitors air quality for the State Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there are three major types of air pollution you monitor. Let's start with what we typically see in the winter, PM2.5, really small particulate matter. Remind us what that is and how we did last year in that regard.
So the big thing to remember is, just like you said there, it's really small particles. It's PM2.5. Think of smoke, and that can get further down in your lungs. And last year, we only exceeded one time for PM2.5 here in the valley. Last year, we exceeded seven times. So certainly a big reduction here in the valley. We actually had our longest streak without a PM2.5 exceedance. It was 370 days. We exceeded on December 26th, 2018, and we didn't exceed again until December 30th. So certainly a big run that we saw.
Why is that?
One of the big reasons is during the holidays, we had weather systems move through. So we saw the rain, and that actually allowed some of that PM2.5 to be filtered out of the air. People were still burning, unfortunately. You could still see quite a bit of activity out there, but the rain did help clear that out. And also during the monsoon, typically what starts to happen is when we get these big dust storms moving in, the PM10, the dust is so high, it actually causes PM2.5 to exceed as well. We didn't have the dust storms, so we had less exceedances during the summer months.
Let's talk a little bit more about dust, Matt, generally, because those are no longer PM2.5s we're talking about, but this is an area, even we know that the shape, the topography of this place, we're going to have issues with that. Are we faring any better when it comes to dust generally?
So when we typically look at things, it is improving over time. We are starting to see PM2.10 trends go down. Last year, certainly the weather did help as well. You talked about the bowl that we live in. We also live with a lot of desert just to the south of us. That's where a lot of those outflows come from. Those strong winds move up, pick up all that dust in Pinal County, send it straight into the valley. It hits the mountains, and the winds stop. So then that dust sits right in the valley, and we have to have another event come through and clear that out. Again, the good news is we didn't see that this year, but this time of year, we see those very calm winds where that dust, the PM2.5, can build up in the morning hours, and then it kind of dissipates throughout the day. So we do still have issues, but a lot better than we saw last year.
There have been a lot of efforts over the years to try to mitigate some of those effects in terms of trying to get people to pave over dirt roads, and on construction sites, you have to water down the dirt every so often. The fact that the weather was a main cause of us being okay last year, does that indicate that some of those other measures aren't as effective as we thought they were?
So certainly everything still helps. Anything that you can do to limit the amount of dust, smoke, the precursors to ozone, anything that you do can certainly help anything. But we have to be honest, too, that the weather is a huge factor that plays into that. But it's those calm periods that we have, that high pressure that sits right overhead. Coming up here in May and June, it's going to get really hot. If you do something that produces dust or smoke, it is just going to sit in the valley until something comes in and moves it out. So certainly weather can help, but people need to do their part as well.
And you mentioned ozone. Where are we at with ground level ozone? That's always a concern. Obviously, many of us drive.
Exactly, and that is one of the biggest concerns we have here in the valley. Last year, we had 54 ozone exceedances, certainly a high number. Last year, we only had 39, which is actually a pretty good number for us, even though we are still exceeding. But that number is going down. If we look at trends going back to around 2000, 1999, we exceeded, if you use the 71 part per billion standard, over 100 times. So we've seen a big drop in ozone. And that is, again, cars getting cleaner, people carpooling, taking the bus. Anything you can do, again, to just limit the time that you're spending on the road will continue to drop the ozone.
Well, given that you can't count on any particular weather pattern continuing to happen, any optimism that we'll continue to see some of the positive trends that we had been seeing?
And that is one thing that we keep looking at. What is going to happen this year? Certainly for ozone, when you have a lot of rain and you get some vegetation growing, you can actually see ozone ramp up a little faster in the early part of the season. But looking at the Climate Prediction Center's, some of their long-term models, it is looking like it's probably going to be dry and pretty warm heading into the summer months. That probably mean a lot of stagnant conditions. So we are likely going to see a lot of air quality concerns coming in as we head into the early part of the summer.
All right. That is Matt Pace, meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.